1-800-698-2121. 1-800-698-2121. That's 1-800-698-2121.
It is 9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story, a new lead in a Bay Area cold case. Kristen Modafferi was last seen at the coffee shop in San Francisco where she worked in 1997. She was among a series of young women who went missing in the 90s. KGO 810's Katie Lever joins us live from the update desk with new information. Katie?
Well, John, no one is giving up on Kristen Modafferi. She's still making headlines around the world. In fact, her disappearance was chronicled just 2 years ago on French television.
Kristen Modafferi, 18 ans, passe ses vacances d'été à San Francisco, en Californie.
Her family's never stopped believing they will still see her again, and today Kristen's father was notified about a new lead in the case. A former police sergeant well known for finding soldiers who'd gone missing in action says his tracking dog had found a human scent in the basement at the home where Kristen lived on Jane Avenue in Oakland. Today, Oakland police with an evidence technician went to that home to investigate. But they say they scoured the home 18 years ago when she disappeared, and the scent could belong to someone else associated with a multifamily seven-bedroom place. Kristen just vanished after leaving her coffee shop job in San Francisco. Reporting live in the KGO Radio Newsroom, I'm Katie Lever, KGO 810.
Firefighters in Livermore have that wildfire under control. The Tesla fire damaged one home, destroyed a barn. It burned almost 60 acres near Tesla Road and Clifford Drive. Winds and scorching heat drove this fire and made it tough to fight. Similar circumstances 24 hours ago in Antioch where a fire forced evacuations. KGO 810's Brett Burkhart now with the latest on that.
Firefighters have contained a 533-acre wildfire in Antioch's Contra Loma Regional Park that threatened homes this time yesterday. No homes were damaged, though. The park back open. There are a few trails closed, however. County firefighters, along with crews from East Bay Regional Park District and CAL FIRE, aggressively worked to contain this one. Crews are expected to be out there all day today checking for hot spots.
Five major fires are burning in California tonight. The Washington fire south of Lake Tahoe has scorched more than 17,000 acres and remains just 10% contained. The flames are now 8 miles from the town of Markleyville. Residents there are under an evacuation advisory. Highways 4 and 89 remain closed at this hour. And in Southern California, air tankers were forced to pull back from the lake fire in the San Bernardino Mountains because of drones. Two drones entered firefighting airspace and made it too dangerous to fly. Daniel Berlant is with CAL FIRE.
We've been seeing a popularity in hobby drones, and that's led to an increase in these drones interfering with our firefighting operations. People who use hobby drones don't fly a drone in a fire area. If you fly, we can't.
The obvious concern, a drone could cause a mid-air collision. Anyone caught flying a drone, according to Berlant, in a firefighting airspace could face criminal charges.
We don't want to sacrifice a thorough investigation for time.
That deadly collapse of a balcony in Berkeley is now the subject of a criminal investigation. Six people were killed, seven others badly injured. But as you just heard, don't expect this to be a rush to judgment. More from KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
Nancy O'Malley told reporters here at her office that both negligence and potentially involuntary manslaughter will be considered.
It is what every victim deserves. It is what our community deserves. It is what my office stands for.
She says she's not sure just what the evidence will show when it comes to what led to severe dry rot, but that they do have the collapsed balcony and the one under it in secure locations. For any charges, the case will have to center on more than just ordinary carelessness.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:04.
Join me, Brian Copeland, for Theater Row, an inside look at the Bay Area theater scene every Sunday at 2:45 p.m. Brought to you by SHN, where 2015-2016 season memberships are on sale now. Guarantee seats to six Broadway musicals in San Francisco, including the Tony Award-winning The Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, the hit show Beautiful, the Carol King musical, and the critically acclaimed Cabaret. For more information about becoming a member, visit shnsf.com.
You can drive a Fiat 500e electric car for only $159 per month from Premier Fiat of Fremont. You'll probably pay more for gas. For only $159 per month plus tax, you can drive a brand new car in the carpool lane and you'll never stop at a gas station again. Plus, you get a $2,500 rebate check from the state. Offer ends June 30th. Stop by Premier Fiat of Fremont today or log on to drive500e.com. Live at this offer, MSRP $32,700, 36-month lease, $34.59 total due at signing. Zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 25 cents per mile for excessive mileage. Credit must be approved by Chrysler Capital.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. I have good news regarding BART service. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. It has been reestablished between Lafayette and Concord on the Pittsburgh Bay Point line. If you were wondering earlier, a tree fell over a power line and then got tangled up on a rail and then on the axle of a train. Of course, you should expect residual delays, they say. In Oakland, 580 eastbound at Grand Avenue, that accident there almost cleared. You do have some jam up still, but it's not terrible, only back to just after Oakland Avenue. Cordelia, 680 southbound construction is going to slow you down. They've got one lane closed while they do paving operations there. So you're stop and go right now from Gold Hill Road to Lopes Ranch Road. Oakland Airport now offering 3 days of free parking when you fly new flights to any one of 10 cities all summer long. From New Orleans to Tijuana, from Nashville to Houston Intercontinental, fly OAK and park free. Get the details at oaklandairport.com/parkfree. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO A10.
The Giants and the A's win today, and the Golden State Warriors score big in tonight's NBA draft. With the last pick in the first round, number 30, the NBA champs get Kevon Looney. He's a long 6'9" player, played just 1 year at UCLA. This is a big get for the W's because Looney was expected to go much higher in the NBA draft. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Hot today, cool for the next couple of days, and then the heat returns. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Got up into the 90s and 100s for our hottest inland valleys. Tomorrow, we're going to get you out of the triple digits. We will get some relief. Inland areas still up into the mid-90s for your Friday, low 60s at the coast. It will cool some more on Saturday before temperatures start to rebound on Sunday.
Clear and mild around the Bay Area, hot in some places. It's 82 degrees in Livermore, 81 in Fairfield, 71 in Napa, 62 in San Francisco, 66 in San Mateo and Oakland, 76 in San Jose. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to put on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go with the late night, late show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show live in the Bay and around the world at KGOradio.com. Join us on Facebook at KGO Radio. On Twitter at Generation Drex, D-R-E-X.
We know how it is. It's the third time this week that you brought a strange guy home from the club and you just wish there was some way to figure out which STD these guys were packing. Well, you're in luck. Introducing the Magical Medical Mood Condom. Just look up the pigment on the Rainbow Bright card. And the best part is, everything is color coordinated so it's easy to keep track. You've got so many beautiful shades. Army Green Gonorrhea, Charcoal Gray Chlamydia, Burnt Sienna Herpes, and even Sky Blue Scabies. The Magical Medical Mood Condom. You sure don't discriminate, but we certainly will.
Well, and by the way, it's true. Three high school students won the UK's Teen Tech Awards with an idea to make condoms change color when exposed to STDs. Again, it's just a concept, so it's not real yet, but these guys are going to be, well, millionaires, billionaires, I hope they get a patent on this quickly, okay? That was what the commercial might sound like. But the students won about $1,500 and a trip to meet Prince Andrew at Buckingham Palace. And if you want the technical details, well, there would be antibodies on the condom to interact with the antigens of STDs. So the condom would change colors depending upon the STD that, well, you just avoided by wearing that condom. It's brilliant, isn't it?
I got a green. Got a yellow.
No, I don't know how that discussion is afterwards, but I think that, you know, at least half of you are going to be saying to yourself, thank God I wore the condom.
Well, I don't know. I'm picturing somebody like smacking the other person in the face with it and going, why didn't you tell me? That's how they found out for the first time.
Right. Well, this is, you know, if you're playing around with Tinder or with Grindr, then this is a good thing. Then you'll know that the person that you're hooking up with, if it turns a certain color and they did not reveal the reveal, that there won't be any more play. No more fun time.
Did a study like a month ago that chlamydia, et cetera, was going through the roof and we're blaming it on all these crazy hookup sites or dating sites.
Well, and so on that front, right now the only STD you can get vaccinated against are HPV. Yes, and hepatitis.
yet tons of people still pass on the condoms because, well, you know, they just don't want
to. For the reasons we always say
that
we do.
Right, right. So just imagine how randy and wild things will get, not only with that condom that changes colors, but scientists at Harvard believe that they've just found a vaccine that can prevent you from getting chlamydia. Now, that's huge because the damn thing is everywhere, all right? I mean, it's the damn thing's everywhere. You can't run from it. You can't hide. All right. Almost 3 million Americans get chlamydia every year. And, you know, you go to the doctor, I guess you get antibiotics. And
is that the one? Yeah.
Okay. They tested the vaccine on mice and it worked. And it's a long process to get the government's approval, but, you know, until it hits the market. But still, maybe your children will grow up in a country where a simple vaccine can prevent such a common and, by the way, potentially dangerous STD.
Left untreated.
Yes, left untreated. That's a bad thing.
And this from the KGO newsroom. Did you hear about the guys at North Carolina State that came up with the nail polish that will detect whether a young woman has been roofied or drugged while out on the town?
Whoa. The nail,
If it's pink, it gets dark, but they've come up with a nail polish that will do that.
Is it available?
I don't know. It was not in my real sort of sphere of interest, but I thought, you know, every day I'm combing through millions of pieces of information, and you guys were talking about this, and I thought, aha, Drex.
You know.
It's time for my roofie story.
Right, right, right. No, that's good stuff. So you put that together with, you know, the whole thing with the condoms that change colors and the chlamydia vaccine. And
you got something. You got a very safe person there, right?
Yeah, we got a safe party.
Says I trust you, like.
John, I love it that you're in here because this is a good time to roll this out to Heather. Okay. We're getting ready for vacation time. So the least popular type of vacation, what do you think it is?
Camping.
Yes. Didn't I hear you bitching about that last week?
Lust.
Oh, my God.
A thousand.
Huh? And women do. I love this. Okay.
I've heard it.
Both
I've heard,
genders, by the way.
If I've heard it once, I've heard it a thousand times. The only kind of camping I want to do is in a 4-star hotel room.
I agree. I hate camping.
Sucks. Thank you, Katie Lever.
Yes, Katie from the newsroom.
Oh, my God. Camping. I've gotten talked into it a few times, and I'm always like, oh, I will never do that again.
Okay, so listen to this, guys. I'm looking at SFGate today, and they had a story where you can, I guess it's Airbnb, you can in Mountain View, close to Google, all right? I am right about that.
Yeah.
Mountain View. Okay. You can rent a Coleman tent in this guy's backyard for $900 a month.
It must be a damn nice backyard.
No, it is. It is a pretty nice yard. Yeah,
does it have a pool?
No, it has a garden. It has a garden, and the commercial. You know,
If I'm spending $900 a day, I'm going to Cancun.
$900 a month. So this would be your rent. But it's a regular Coleman just tent. It's a tent. So he says, you're welcome to come in and use the facilities and the laundry, but, you know, keep in mind, cowboy, that you'll be eating under the stars.
Well, we did that story a couple of months ago where that woman with a child and on the way was living in a converted garage.
Yeah, for $1,000.
Is this the next beat the high cost of living in the Bay Area, rent somebody's backyard? Because $900 a month is it's a bargain for a space. By the way,
I have to say that he's quite the entrepreneur. I mean, if you think about it, hey, I'm going to make an extra grand a month by pitching a tent.
Here, honey, look at our new Maserati.
Let's go pitch a tent.
What a disaster.
Does it come with s'mores?
Only if you make s'mores. Don't worry, we'll make s'mores.
So that's not a move-in gift or anything like that?
I don't know, you know, but this is going to proliferate because people see this and they're going to say, you know, maybe we could rent out the backyard.
Drex was nuts a couple of months ago when he started talking about this, but now I'm not so sure.
Is he a
visionary? No, I'm not. No.
I like my space. I have plenty of it and I'm a hog about it.
There you go.
Yeah, I do too. But, you know, for $1,000 a month, that'll get you a nice ride if you can put up with somebody in your backyard.
No.
I just don't want any people around.
That could pay for 1 week's worth of rent that you're paying.
That's true.
Yeah.
I need a nice, I'm going to put that out there, flight attendant who only wants to stay with me once in a while.
Get your color condoms.
Or as Maureen Langan would call them, waitresses in the sky.
All right. Right.
Because I'm not far from SFO. Okay, just saying.
All right.
There you go. That's a good one.
Let's talk about, let me see here. We're going to talk about the word moist.
You were going to, okay, and horrible bosses, hello.
Oh.
God, do you have a horrible boss? Share it with us. I won't say your name on the air. Text it to 35253. Use the keyword Drex. And give us a quick horrible boss story.
All right. That's fine. Or you can call us at 808-0810. More of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show along with Heather and John Libertini coming up on KGO 810.
Performance Bicycle, where great rides begin, has created an event so big, there's only one way to say it. Everything's on sale. Now through Sunday, everything's on sale. Everything, over 3,000 items reduced for this once-a-year event. Every road, mountain, neighborhood, and kids bike on sale. Every helmet, jersey, short, shoe, part, accessory on sale. Plus, doorbusters up to 70% off. Performance Bicycles, everything's on sale event ends Sunday. Go to performancebike.com for locations. Some exclusions may apply. Visit performancebike.com for details.
So April 15th is come and gone. Did you file your taxes? Well, maybe you didn't because you know you owe money and you don't think you'll be able to pay it. Well, don't worry. My pal Steve Moskowitz and his team at the law offices of Moskowitz LLP can help your situation out. You know, many folks haven't filed in years because they don't have the money to pay. Well, Steve and his team will file all your old back tax returns for you. They've even got all the old forms and laws that applied at the time that your taxes were due, and they'll use them to get you the best deal possible. And if it does unfortunately turn out that you owe, Steve Moskowitz and his team will take care of all of the collection activities. They'll work out an offering compromise where you pay part of what you owe and the government forgives the rest, or they'll work out an installment agreement where you make monthly payments, or if you're in really bad financial shape, there's a hardship deferral that they can arrange for you where the IRS leaves you alone because of your circumstances. So give Steve and his team a call. That's 1-888-TAX-DEAL. 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 The law offices of Moskowitz LLP. Tell them
my cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest-rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
What puts you at risk for identity theft? Do you bank online or go to the doctor? Banks and health insurers can be susceptible to breaches of your private information. Ever give out your social security number or date of birth? Hackers can use it to get loans or drain accounts. That's why you need LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. But you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Join LifeLock right now, and you'll get a special 15% discount. Just call or visit LifeLock.com and use promo code 15 today. That's 15 today to take advantage of an incredible 15% discount. Act now. This offer ends June 30th. Call 800-638-9137. 800-638-9137. 800-638-9137.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Just don't take Heather camping. I didn't really get to finish this, but apparently we've all become way too high maintenance to you know, ever use leaves instead of toilet paper. and that's both genders.
I'll go hiking. You that's know, a one-day thing.
As the worst type of vacation, dead last for both men and women. I don't know how the industry survives. Well, except those people with Airbnb in Mountain View, $1,000 a month, 900, that's a discount.
Stay in Mike Holman. It's pitch, real comfy.
Pitch a tent. Oh, my God. So, for women, going to a national park, oh, these are the best. Both genders picked beach as the best type of vacation. For women, going to a national park came in second. And for men, going to a new city came in second. And the survey also found the biggest pet peeve when we travel is being next or someone being in a noisy hotel. And second is traffic. Well, good luck with that.
So a new city is second on the list of what again?
What people, where people would like to go on a vacation.
Want to go. Gotcha.
Well, yeah. You know, obviously beaches are number one. And then let's go to a new city, number two. Biggest pet peeves when they travel are being in a noisy hotel room. And number two, getting stuck in a traffic jam. Well, good luck with that. And a majority of the men, you'll love this, a majority of men would rather deal with the turbulence than sit next to a crying baby on a plane. And the majority of women would rather sit next to the baby than put up with turbulence.
That's interesting.
That's, well, right on for me. Yeah, I'd rather have the turbulence. It can shake all the way than the screaming baby. My parents just went through this. Let me ask you what you think about this. So my parents are middle-income seniors, okay? So we have family in Alaska. So obviously they're you know, they're senior citizens, okay? So they have to fly from the East Coast. They save their money, and they decided since it's such a long flight that they would save their money and fly first class, all right, on United. And so that's what they did. It's a long, long flight.
What, do they stop in Chicago or Denver?
Yeah, they stop in Chicago. They connect in Chicago okay. And then nonstop to Alaska, to Anchorage. Okay, so, you know, on the way back, the flight was delayed 2 hours. All right, no big deal. But in the first class cabin, there was a snooty couple who sat up front, okay, well, in the second row, all right? My parents were in the third, mm-hmm. and they put their nanny and their screaming infant in the fourth row. And this kid screamed for 6 hours, and the nanny had to tend to the kid, and the parents did nothing. I said, and my father was like, that's the last damn time I'm ever flying that airline and end up in first class, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to lose my mind.
I love your dad.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can't say
single?
What he really said. No, but, you know, this, I feel really bad for him because they saved their money to fly first class.
Totally.
And this is the obnoxious thing that people do. Look, if you want to put your kid in first class, I'm against it to begin with.
Yeah.
All right. I'm totally against it. And then, but this is the epitome of selfishness. When you don't even mind your own child, the parents had Bose noise-canceling headphones on. And when the baby would scream, they did nothing.
Are you kidding?
No,
they had Bose noise-canceling headphones on.
Yes. So they sat up in two rows in front.
No.
My parents in the middle, sandwiched between these horrible people.
That didn't happen.
It did happen.
Good God. Those headphones were for them to take, turn around, and offer to your parents. That's what those are for.
Right.
Oh, my God. My head's exploding.
You would think that they would at least, when the child was screaming and it was nonstop for 6 hours, the mother might walk back and might want to hold the child so it would stop crying.
She
this
never even mothered?
No, she never mothered. Not once.
Oh, my God.
And
who
so,
are these people?
Of course, everybody in first class wanted to stab them. But you can't say anything now on the airlines. You say, you know, you can't
Apparently,
say anything. You can't
you're not allowed
complain.
To stab people on airplanes
no,
anymore because they don't give you knives. or terrorists, you ruined everything.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
I mean, not literally, but you know what I'm saying. My parents weren't the only ones who were like,
now,
ugh.
Yeah, of course. How did the flight attendants act at all? Were they like kind of like, oh, sorry about that. Here, have another drink.
No, they gave them a banana.
Oh, man. I don't know what you do about that.
They gave my parents a banana.
I mean, I kind of...
Yeah, because they were late, so they switched planes. So their first class, their there was a problem with the plane or something. So they were 2 hours delayed, and this just added to it. So it was a different piece of equipment. They didn't have time to equip it right, so they didn't even get a meal. They got a banana.
So, I mean, I have to say, obviously feel horrible for the baby itself, but...
Attention, United Airlines. You won't be getting my parents' business anymore.
Well, I
can't say I blame United. Well, the banana part was, and then the parents. I mean,
right.
My dad's like, I paid all that damn money for set up there with that BS. Those... People, rich people are so obnoxious. How do you put up with it? So, you just take your chances. I don't know.
That is the sound really
that
horrible.
Is the epitome of obnoxiousness.
How do you not pick up your own screaming baby? That might have helped.
No, that's sad too. It's sad.
The canceling Bose noise canceling headphones really makes me bonkers. That's absurd. I can't believe it. Okay. They should have bought them for everyone in first class and beyond.
Well, yeah. If you're going to be that snooty and snobby about it. And the word mother, you nailed it.
And parent, not mother. I should say, yeah.
You're not going to parent your own child. Just let it back, up to the poor nanny and, sitting two rows back. And so they systematically did it on purpose. They left a row between, which my parents got stuck in, so they wouldn't have to hear their own damn kid scream.
Wait, I thought your parents were in the third row.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So they were in, the snooty couple was in two. My parents were in three. The nanny and the screaming child were in four.
Oh, I thought you said they were in the first row.
No.
Are
you kidding? The snooty parents are not going to put themselves up against the
bulkhead.
Wild. Come on. We all know that game. You don't want to be at the bulkhead.
It's not bad. Well, I can't believe they separated themselves,
yes,
too.
Of course.
Oh, my
They didn't
God.
Want to deal with it either.
We have to find out. If you know who this couple is, call the show.
Doesn't matter. My parents are done. They said that's it.
No, we need to harass these parents. This is a federal incident. We need to make it a federal crime.
No, it would be a federal crime if somebody in first class would have said something. You know, that's how things escalate, and that's
why
flying.
And get kicked off the plane.
Yes, that's why flying's out of control. Yeah. You know, there was just a story that they were leaving 2 days ago. That this elitist attitude that keeps going on around the world. So they left Heathrow. They were flying to Chicago, and some guy went ballistic because he wasn't getting enough warm nuts served up front in first class. Add your own punchline to that. So they had to turn the plane around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'll give you some warm nuts. I'll give you some cracked nuts. How's that, pal? I would have made a great waitress in the sky, wouldn't I? Yes.
More of the Drex Radio Show coming up. We'll get to your boss lacking a surprising number of basic social skills on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you
you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Berkeley Honda is your destination for the best deals, sales, and incentives on new Honda vehicles in the Bay Area. They have a knowledgeable and friendly staff that's willing to work with you to make sure you're in the car of your dreams and at a great price. Right now, lease a 2015 Civic Sedan CVT LX for only $159 per month. Berkeley Honda, conveniently located off Highway 80 on Chattuck Avenue in Berkeley. Special $159 lease, $24.99 total due at signing, includes down payment with no security deposit. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees for well-qualified lessees.
All right. Does your boss lack,
basic human decency?
Yes, some surprising number of basic social skills. We'll chat about it coming up here next. First, John Lopertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour, and you called it Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. But first, that email scandal continues to haunt Hillary Clinton. A House panel investigating the 2012 attack in Benghazi, Libya, reports that 15 work-related emails are missing from the State Department's records. Mrs. Clinton, you may recall, used a personal email account and server while Secretary of State. And on the campaign trail, Mrs. Clinton's lead in New Hampshire for the Democratic nomination for president is, well, dwindling. More from correspondent Scott Carr.
A new CNN poll of over 1,000 adults in New Hampshire shows Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders only 8 points behind Hillary Clinton, a significant tightening from a poll taken in May. The new poll showed more Democratic primary voters as more apt to see Sanders as the candidate who best represents the values of Democrats and the most empathetic candidate. Those polled said they'd be more likely to trust Mrs. Clinton with regard to the economy, health care, and foreign affairs.
Awake tonight in Charleston, South Carolina for Reverend Clementa Pinckney. Pinckney, also a popular state senator, was among those killed in a shooting rampage at the Emmanuel AME Church 1 week ago. 9 people killed. Correspondent Elena Machado says funerals were held today for 2 other victims.
Ethel Lance was 70 and enjoying her retirement. Sharonda Coleman Singleton was a reverend at the church where her life was taken. Just 45 years old, she was also a speech therapist and a high school track coach.
Pinckney's funeral is set for tomorrow. A fire at a predominantly black church in Macon, Georgia is arson, according to investigators. That happened just one day before a church in Charlotte, North Carolina, was also set on fire. And Apple has begun removing games from its online app store that feature the Confederate flag. As soon as the changes are made, Apple is again working with developers to get those games back in the store. And now to the crackdown on water hogs in the East Bay.
I think it's sad that people wouldn't really own this as a personal problem.
Warning letters are going out and public shaming, complete with names and addresses, could be next. Here's KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley.
The penalty threshold is 984 gallons a day. Some customers are using 3,000 gallons a day. East Bay Mud spokesperson Abby Figueroa. Yeah,
984 gallons is a lot of water. It's most likely that if you're using that quantity, you're overwatering. You may have a leak.
By July 1st, those users will start paying a penalty, and nearly everyone will start paying a drought surcharge. 25% of those warning letters went out to residents of Danville.
A great white shark sighting forced the cancellation of all water events at the NorCal Junior Lifeguards competition in Aptos. Teams of children and teens competed in paddling, swimming, and running events at Seacliff State Beach. It is 9:33 on KGO. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather on the fives.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Every time I rev my engine down an open stretch of road, I'm glad I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because nothing feels better than saving money with Geico. Except maybe the time I saved a life. A squirrel's life. Gave that little feller mouth to mouth, and then he bit me. On second thought, saving money with Geico probably feels better.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Turn off the AC and sweat it out, or go solar with Sempra Solaris. Our sun power panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, the best in the business. We're A-plus rated by the BBB and U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late and get a California equivalent instant rebate check with no money out of pocket. Call Sempra Solaris at 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
KGO 810 has your tickets to see The Tenors, October 11th at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco. Visit the contest page at KGORadio.com for your chance to win. Don't miss The Tenors from KGO 810. One of the most advanced and successful groups of the 1970s with a sound like no other, Steely Dan. Are you reeling in the Steely Dan, along with Elvis Costello and the Imposters, Saturday, July 11th at Shoreline Amphitheater. Visit the contest page at KGORadio.com for your chance to win tickets or buy them at LiveNation.com. Steely Dan and Elvis Costello from KGO 810.
It is 9:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by San Francisco Symphony. No accidents to report at the moment. It's all construction right now, and a lot of it. Livermore, 580 westbound. It's got you stop and go from Airway Boulevard to Fallon Road. The eastbound direction, construction has you stop and go from Airway to Portola Avenue. Cordelia, 680 southbound construction, still has one lane down while they do paving operations there, and it still has you stop and go from Gold Hill Road to Lopes Ranch Road. Now, near Glenwood on north and southbound 17, construction paving there as well. Southbound direction has you stop and go from Glenwood Cutoff back to Spanish Oaks. On the northbound side, it's quite a bit better. Only stop and go from just before Laurel Road almost to Spanish Oaks. Johnny Mathis joins the San Francisco Symphony. The legendary singer performs a concert of greatest hits, including Wonderful, Wonderful, and Chances Are on July 2nd and 3rd. Tickets and information at 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The Giants and the A's win, and at the NBA draft, the Golden State Warriors, with the last pick in the draft in the first round, number 30, they get Kevon Looney from UCLA. He's a 6'9" player, played just 1 year at UCLA, but this is a big get for the Warriors because Looney was expected to go much higher in the NBA draft. Well, there is some relief on the way to the relief from the heat. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Got up into the 90s and 100s for our hottest inland valleys. Tomorrow, we're going to get you out of the triple digits. We will get some relief. Inland areas still up into the mid-90s for your Friday, low 60s at the coast. It will cool some more on Saturday before temperatures start to rebound on Sunday.
Right now, around the Bay Area, clear skies and lots of 70s. 70 in Napa, 78 in Walnut Creek and Dublin, 79 Fairfield, 80 in Livermore. 65 in Oakland, 74 in San Jose, and 61 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry.
The weekend, everybody, almost here. Can't feel my face. Number two on Spotify.
I can't feel my face.
That's right. Number two on Spotify for the best summer song of 2015. Jamie XX, I Know There's Gonna Be Good Times would be number one. Followed by Maroon 5's This Summer's Gonna Hurt. And this summer may hurt for Hillary Clinton. And I heard you mentioned that in your newscast, and I guess I'm going to say I told you so.
Yeah, we were talking about that yes. Today. You said, look out for that Bernie Sanders. I think yep. He's going to overtake Hillary. But you know what?
I don't know about that. But going to give her a run.
Well, apparently that's what's happening. But it's important to note. Now, this happens a lot with the front runners in the very beginning. You get Iowa. You get New Hampshire. The front runner sometimes, you know, runs into a bit of a buzzsaw. It's really a small sampling of people. And the folks in New Hampshire, I mean, Bernie Sanders is, what, from Vermont? So he's, yep. You know, right in their backyard. He's one of them. So it stands to reason that
they love him.
That they would love him. But what I thought was interesting was that, you know, they found Bernie Sanders to be more sympathetic and this and that. But they trust Mrs. Clinton when it comes to the economy, health care, and foreign affairs. Now, what else is there?
Now, the biggest thing, Hillary Clinton voted for the war on Iraq. To invade Iraq.
Well,
and Bernie Sanders was the only person who didn't. Okay.
Well, you know what?
Not the only, but I mean, that's good on that side. I mean, even if he was independent.
That's good cocktail party trivia. But that doesn't matter.
Well, you know what, it's small things adding up. I mean, that's not going to make or break.
I mean, Hillary Clinton is going to be standing opposite Republican candidates who think that, you know, Barack Obama has scaled back the military. And there are lots of Republicans that say, no, bad idea. Hillary Clinton represents and whether she voted for the war or not, I don't. That's not going to hurt her. What stands to hurt Hillary Clinton is going to be her likability.
Her likability. I totally agree with you 100% there. Yes, and we'll get to that in just a second here. But, you know, I want to say, and probably we were talking about super PACs being super whack. They're the ones that won't let this email thing go. I'm already over it. I don't give a damn. And, yeah, I really am. I mean, so it came up again today. Where are the Benghazi emails?
Well, it's like so many things. The Republicans just can't let go. Affordable care.
Where that's coming from. But
guns.
Back to John's point. I don't know if she's connecting. I just looked up her stand on marijuana reform, and here's what she said. I'm a big believer in acquiring evidence, and I think we should see what kind of results we get from both medical marijuana and from recreational before we make any far-reaching conclusion.
We need more studies.
We need more evidence. No, she can't speak to people.
Where Bubba says, well, yeah, I smoked some pot, but I didn't inhale. Right.
It's not about the topic. It's the way she delivers it. Exactly. And I don't think that she's coming across, in the way that she needs to connect to the American people.
You're right. She's not connecting. But that was a wishy-washy statement. We need more studies. No, we don't. Not when it comes to medical marijuana. That's such a cop-out to say something needs to be studied more when it's been studied to death. And we see how successful it is daily.
Look, I'm not anti-Hillary. Don't get me wrong.
I know.
If she's the candidate, I'm voting for her. But I must say this. The reason I would be pulling the lever, because I'm never going to pull the Republican lever. That's it so far. So if Bernie Sanders becomes the candidate, that's okay. Then I won't be voting for Hillary.
And he was amazing on Bill Maher last Friday,
Oh, my God. Look.
Talk about connecting.
There's this percolating that's going on that is very reminiscent of 2007 when Obama was just the junior senator coming out of Chicago.
Let's be clear about a couple of things. Your candidate has to be electable. Bernie Sanders is not electable.
How can you say that today?
I'm telling you, it's a small sample size in New Hampshire. Barack Obama, though, was a black man at a time when this country was about to see an explosion in mixed-race children. And all of a sudden, the face of America changed. There were lots of kids going, you know what? I look a lot like the president. And then this whole firestorm of support developed. And Barack Obama ended up new, and it was fantastic, and it felt young,
and it felt good. And you wanted to embrace it. You wanted to hug it. You wanted to hug it out with him. I mean, it was just incredible.
And that's how phenomenal. And what Barack Obama had and what Bill Clinton had is he had personality.
Charisma.
He had charisma.
Yep.
And he dared to go toe-to-toe with Hillary Clinton. I mean, there were some things that he said out on the campaign trail that I thought, wow, I'm surprised you're getting away with that. But he was the new Kennedy.
I would say to the Hillary campaign, bring on some more Bill, please.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a good idea.
But Barack Obama first captured everybody's imagination and sparking, you know, America's swooned. Who's that? When he spoke at the Democratic National Convention in 2004, right?
Absolutely.
It was just like, who is that guy?
Yeah.
Right, but
and then we looked at him and we followed his career. And when it came to the next presidential election, it was like, oh, my God.
Yes, I think it was more... We saw him. We went, wow.
He
disappeared.
Yep.
And then when he came back, we're like, remember this guy? Oh, yeah. And then, it took off. Now, just as far as the Republican propaganda is concerned, I went on Facebook one day and started to look at the source of a lot of this junk that gets posted. And most of the articles that you see on there from sources that you don't quite recognize,
yes,
they're all coming from marketing companies
that are
paid for by who knows. But the ones that
Koch
I looked
brothers.
Up were paid for super groups representing conservative causes, yep, and whatnot. And you know what? PACs have been an issue for 30 years. And they've always wielded power, and they change the rules, and they get around them.
Well, we need to eliminate them.
Well, money drives politics. It would be interesting. I think, you know, it's insane how much power corporate America has in Congress. I mean, Amazon walks in the other day and says, we want to use drones to deliver packages, and all of a sudden they're about to fast-track rules for, you know, using drones.
It is the number one issue in America with America's voters, and that is that big corporations and big money are determining elections vis-a-vis through these super PACs. We talked about it last night with 99reform.org, and that's where you need to go.
Yeah, 99Rise.
99Rise, okay.
Well, you know, this is where people have to look at things critically. They can't believe everything that they see and they hear. You know, there are a lot of news operations across the country, small town television, radio stations, newspapers, that get these press releases and they're like, oh, we need to fill a newscast. We go out and do this.
But look for Bernie Sanders to shake up the Clinton campaign, because he does have this grassroots feel about him. And by the way, the young people, the millennials, are there, and the groundswell is just beginning.
He's going to have money, and I doubt he has the money to fight this fight. This is going to be Hillary Clinton and whoever else has got dough, and it's more likely going to be Hillary Clinton and your Republican of choice, which will probably be a Bush.
Obama did really well, though, with the long tail of donations, lots of donations coming from lots of people instead of big, big, big money. Bernie Sanders could do the same thing.
You know what?
We just don't know yet.
Barack Obama had tons of support. He had the support of Madison Avenue. He had the support of most of the television networks.
Well, look
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm going to say, look who he was replacing. So the whole country was ready for next.
But
yeah, I mean, seriously.
I have to dial it back.
That's okay.
But really, there were a lot of people that thought the time is now to elect Barack Obama. I think NBC and MSNBC were in his back pocket. You know, there were stories done about how overwhelmingly the coverage favored Barack Obama.
I don't feel that this time with Hillary.
Exactly. Well,
I definitely don't
feel that with Bernie Sanders, but it'll be cute until it's not.
Because I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm not voting for her because she's a woman.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm going to just toe the party line. Unless, you know, I do make up my mind, and I'm really big on you get to change your mind. If there would be some, you know who I like coming out of Louisiana? Jindal. As far as Republicans are concerned.
Are you joking?
You know what?
I'm not going to vote for a Republican candidate, right, but as I look at these guys, I like this guy.
Oh,
you close
God.
Your and a Southern Republican is not quite like the conservative Republicans.
Right.
But if you close your eyes and you don't, you know, see that Bobby Jindal is Indian or Pakistani, just listen to him, you know, there is, because I think immediately that's going to be a barrier, you know, that he is Indian or Pakistani. There are a lot of people that are going to struggle with that.
Well,
He's a smart guy, though.
He is a very smart guy.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's some yickety-yak that's already come out, and it's probably from one of these PACs who said, you know, what happened to the Indian that was in him? Yeah, the Indian seemed to have left the building. And I'm thinking, what an asinine thing to say. You know, that's just pointed in the wrong direction. But I know you're horrified, Heather, but, you know, if you have to look at the entire picture, the big picture of how many candidates are over there on the right side, you got to say that at least some are better than others.
You know, I'll tell you what, Hillary Clinton is lucky that Elizabeth Warren isn't in that race. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Sure, yes.
She is warm and friendly and funny. I mean, she's everything that Hillary isn't, and she's a pretty damn good politician.
She is straight up awesome. Everyone's begging her to run, and I don't know why she won't do it.
Well, she won't do it because, you know, there's a pecking order here.
Well,
and
maybe she's gathering
not
her money.
Compete.
Yeah, maybe she's getting her super PAC together.
I'll tell you what. Did you notice that Jon Stewart is leaving his show in what, early August? I bet he runs. That's why he's quitting.
Oh, please. All right, it's time for the good news, everybody. That's on the way. Thank you very much, John Lobertini, on the Trex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique find, fund, and flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my find, fund, and flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
I noted the tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices, no appointment necessary. Someone needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select tires when you use the QuickLane credit card. QuickLane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with QuickLane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating QuickLane for details through 6/30/15.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
One of the most advanced and successful groups of the 1970s with a sound like no other, Steely Dan.
Are you reeling in the east?
Steely Dan, along with Elvis Costello and the Imposters, Saturday, July 11th at Shoreline Amphitheater. Visit the contest page at KGORadio.com for your chance to win tickets or buy them at LiveNation.com. Steely Dan and Elvis Costello from KGO. 810. Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I'm freezing in the studio, but maybe I'll be freezing outside instead of sweating like I was earlier. We've come a
long way. Here's that song from that movie you talked about for so long. Oh, Fast and Furious, right? It's supposed to be really sad because Paul Walker, right, died.
Yes. Yeah,
so they
Furious
did this
7.
For him. Yeah. Furious 7, that's right.
Sam Smith. Yeah. I think, not Sam Smith. I was guessing. I don't know. I'm not sure who it is.
Oh, God, it's a collaboration. I can't remember. Anyway, okay. Let's thank our guest.
Hey, please do. Yes, Dr. Tara Fields. Love her. We were on... talking about Facebook during the 7 o'clock hour, how it's destroying marriages and relationships. And I know that you've heard, well, Drex, I've heard that same song and dance over and over. But no, not really. She had some great insight as to why it is, because people can't disconnect. And then we were talking about the whole thing, especially with families where one person, did you know this? Here's a fact. By the time the average now child becomes five, the parents or one of the parents would have posted 573 photos of that kid on social media. And that can be a big problem between couples, especially when one of the, the mother or the father is posting and the other one isn't aware or hasn't seen the photos. Because, you use the iPhone nowadays, you take a picture, you don't take one, you take 30. So, I don't know.
Well, and what about the when arguments. The kid turns 12? I hate you. How could you put this
that
on
stuff's
social media?
Forever. Yes, and it lasts forever, and it never, ever goes away. And so it's an interesting conversation and one that you should check out if you'd like to hear it. All of our podcasts are available at kgoradio.com. And also...
Wiz Khalifa, by the way. Duh.
Oh,
for our bumper
you.
Music with Charlie Puth.
I don't know. I never hear the song in its entirety.
Our other guests were the Marriage Equality USA folks, John Lewis and Stuart Gaffney, who, by the way, have been married 28 years and going strong.
It was fantastic, and we're waiting for, it was about marriage equality in the 8 o'clock hour. We discussed the ups and downs as far as the Supreme Court decision, which will probably, we'll see if it comes out for Pride weekend this tomorrow.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, or it'll be Monday or Tuesday, the beginning of the week. But it's right around the corner.
Friday or Monday.
Okay. And now for...
Now for
the
rest
news.
Of the story. Oh.
The rest of the story. Love Paul Harvey. And now the rest of the story. He's my favorite. Okay. 19-year-old Amber Simone Chin was born with a birth defect, and it's where part of your skull would fuse together too early, so your brain couldn't grow the way it's supposed to grow. And she had surgery when she was 6 months old, and doctors told her she'd never be able to breathe on her own.
Oh, my God.
Meant getting the tracheotomy, and they put a breathing tube in, and that also meant she would never be able to talk. But she's recovered, and she was able to breathe on her own, and now there's a viral video of her singing. And remember, they said she would never speak.
A1 special, and I better act like I know. Oh my God, all the lies you told. But I've been through worse than you. So I know I gotta walk away. Cause you don't deserve to have my heart this way. I don't need you. I don't need you. I don't need you. And I don't want you anymore.
So she's not gonna win the final season of American Idol or anything, but it's really an amazing story. She wanted to overcome, and she did. So good for her.
To be able to use your voice.
Absolutely.
And,
speak and to sing.
And sing is
beautiful,
a thing.
Beautiful. It's wonderful. All right. You yourself have a wonderful night. And thank you very much for joining us. We'll make more tomorrow night on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
This is Ron Owens. In the last couple of months, you may have heard me talk about the great experience I had shopping for a new Mercedes-Benz as a gift for my wife, Jan, at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco. My younger daughter, Laura, and I were greeted by their courteous, knowledgeable, no-pressure sales staff who made the entire transaction easy. If you're thinking of buying or leasing a Mercedes-Benz, you owe it to yourself to check out how affordable the C-Class and the new CLA are. In fact, check out all the Mercedes-Benz models, even the hard-to-find ones, at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco. They're on 8th Street between Bryant and Brannan. In the East Bay, visit Mercedes-Benz of Oakland, conveniently located on Broadway in downtown Oakland. Both dealerships have the exact colors and options you want, with a combined inventory of more than 600 vehicles. And of course, you can shop online anytime from the comfort of your home or office or on your mobile device. Just go to 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com. That's 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
See you again.
We've come a long way from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it. See you again.
Tell you.
When I see you again.
Oh, 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 oh.
way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side, and now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go, and every road you take.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.